I'm here with Dermot, who's just returned from the Irish Congress trade union march today against the pay cuts and the job losses that are results of the capitalist crisis and government policy. Dermot, tell me a bit about what the atmosphere of the march was like today.
The atmosphere was really, really positive, and I think it's more a reflection on the sheer volume of numbers. We kind of set up quite early to try and distribute a number of leaflets calling for the next step in the process to be a national strike, as opposed to having just a protest about a solidarity pact on a Saturday when everybody else seems to have left the table, bosses and government included. But the atmosphere was great. We set up early at about 12:30, the Parnell, just across from the Parnell statue, and then at about around 1:00, then we saw the Unite Union marched up O'Connell Street, led by the Waterford Crystal workers and also with the SR Techniques workers there.
They've both just been made redundant.
Yep, they have. And the Waterford workers are in their third week, I think, of factory occupation at the moment. And seems to have won some sort of substantial gains as opposed to everybody just being marched out and down to the local dole office. And when they came past in a sea of red flags with Unite written on them, they were chanting, "The Workers United will never be defeated," and it was quite a great boost to everybody else. What was surprised me was that almost everybody that we were giving leaflets out to were heading up to the march. So it was really beautiful, sunny afternoon and a really kind of good, buoyant atmosphere. And so everybody headed up towards Parnell Square. And of course, you had your usual sort of gauntlet of different people distributing papers and giving out megaphones and people being asked to sign a petition for a national stoppage.
The media is talking of 100,000 to 120,000 people. Do you think that number is accurate?
Yeah, I think the media started off with quite a low figure, but the truth is that it was just phenomenally large because we watched the entire march go past. It came down past us led by a pipe band at 10 to 2, and we were kind of turning around and talking to each other and saying, "Why are they starting so early? Why are they starting so early?" So we couldn't figure it out. And then they went past, and they just continued to go past. So from 10 to 2, so 1:50, to 20 past 3 is when we actually got to join the march. So if you can just think of a continuous line after line of different union workers with different branches represented and different flags represented all the unions, that was really what was going on. So it was, and I got a phone call from, just as I joined the march at the very end, I got a phone call from somebody who was at Merrion Square. So the march really stretched the entirety from the Ambassador, basically, from the bottom of O'Connell Street all the way up to Merrion Square. So that, I would say that has to be about 120,000. I'd say 100,000 is a low estimate.
Yeah, and the reason you ended up joining the march at the end and watching it go by is because you were leafleting the marches went by. That was the idea, to try and sort of distribute as many leaflets as possible. What else was happening with that?
What we decided to do was to try and kind of get blanket coverage as much as possible. So we had a banner made up which had "Marching is Not Enough," "National Strike Now," I think was written on it, plus the website address. And then we had
www.wsm.ie.
Yep. And we also had, a couple of the comrades held the banner above that. And then there was basically about 15 to 20 people distributing the leaflet at the same time. And then we were doing a number of chants. Because the thing that struck me, despite the huge volume of numbers of people that were there, was that it was quite quiet and people were just kind of chatting and to each other. And, you know, there was a good mood and atmosphere on the march, I think just true to by the fact that there were so many people there. But there was very little chanting. So as people were going past, we had a megaphone, so we were trying to get people to In fact, there were stewards as well, and a lot of people on the march with megaphones and weren't using them. It's a complete waste. I don't even know why you just give them megaphones if they're not prepared to use them. So we came up with a number of chants, and it also encouraged people to take the leaflet. So some of the chants that we were saying were Biffo and Beg, which is an allusion to the current Taoiseach and incumbent Chubby Chops Cowan, and Beg, the leader of the Irish Congress of Trade Union, who seems to be desperate to get back into talks so he can negotiate another shit deal for us. So it was Biffo and Beg, take a hike, next stop, national strike. So trying to encourage people to say we shouldn't be doing this sort of thing on a Saturday, we should actually just be walking out of our workplaces on a working day, and we should really shut the country down and not get people to sign petitions, because it's within their power, within the union, to actually organise for a ballot for industrial action. And there's a number of unions that have already taken that decision. And so when people like the CPSU, the civil, I can't remember what that works for, Civil Service Public Sector Union, when they went past, because they've already balloted by 83%, the atmosphere was really good, and they were very good at responding to the chant, next stop national strike. And, you know, it was just a good way of getting our message out there and getting our message across. And it was quite well received by a lot of the organisations. And so you could quite conceivably see that the unions would be forced, or ICTU, even Beg might be forced to consider having the next protest on a working day and getting everybody to come out.
And then when the march had gone by, you joined the end?
Yeah, we joined at the end. It's traditional, it sort of wouldn't be a march unless we bookended it at the very end. We never actually, don't seldom seem to be at the very front of it, unless it's May Day and nobody else wants to come with us. But anyway, that's another day. But yeah, so we joined at the very end, and I think that was important as well, because it's not just a case of you know, chanting at people, but actually marching with them was very important. We got joined by the students around the fees, free education. I don't know, what is that? Free education for everyone?
Yeah, I think so.
Fees campaign. And so we invented, while we were on the march back up, we invented a couple of new chants. One was, they say cut back, we say fight back, which is very positive and kind of came from the students. And then the other one was, Ibeck and Biffo hear us say the rich have got to pay, or something close to that, I can't remember now. And the thing about the, as we marched back up from O'Connell Street back up to Merrion Square, by the time we got to Merrion Square anyway, the speeches by the ICTU leadership had all stopped, so people were streaming past, and I think it was a good atmosphere. Well, it was a great atmosphere just because there were so many people there, but also I think they remembered the noisy blighters that they passed an hour and a half previously at the bottom of O'Connell Street. And I think there, you know, there's a good atmosphere. I think more people started to join in, particularly that one about the rich. Maybe it was because we were getting closer to Anglo-Irish Bank. So that was it, really.
So the next step?
The next step? Everybody, I mean, this is what we're saying to everybody, is like, don't listen to other people with megaphones telling you to sign a petition to sign a petition for a national stoppage. Just go back to your unions, because they're all union members who are there, and start organising for ballots, and don't be dissuaded or persuaded by the union leadership to stop at anything less than actually a stoppage during a workday. And I think that's just the very beginning of it. And I think that people are coming around to the idea that this is something really big and major, and today was the starting point, not the end point, but the starting point of a serious struggle and maybe a realignment of the way the country is run. Not in the interests of a few, but in the interests of many.
Thanks for that. You'll find the leaflet that was being distributed today and background articles on the recession and the growing resistance to the government cutbacks on our website at www.wsm.ie. That's www.wsm.ie.